This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon and welcome to your 2:30 News Bulletin. I'm Brooke Mills and here are the top stories today. The debate over a potential second independence referendum for Scotland continues at Holyrood today. The debate was scheduled to take place last week but was postponed following the Westminster attacks. Nicola Sturgeon has suggested that the referendum be held in early 2019.
That is the reasonable timescale for people in Scotland to have the chance to make an informed decision. Do they want to follow the UK down the Brexit path or choose to be an independent country? Ultimately, that's not something I should decide or something Theresa May should decide. It's something the Scottish people should decide.
After 9 months of both speculation and confusion, Theresa May will trigger Article 50 tomorrow. Britain's ambassador to the EU, Sir Tim Barrow, informed the Office of the European Council about the Prime Minister's plans yesterday. The Prime Minister's letter officially notifying the European Council of the UK's intention to quit will spark a two-year negotiation process. This means that Britain is expected to leave the EU in March 2019. Roy Hedera, the wife of the Westminster attacker, Callum Massoud, has today expressed her condolences for the victims of last week's attack that left four people dead. Hedera stated that she was saddened and shocked by her husband's actions. Following the attack, security has been enhanced, such as barriers being installed around Windsor Palace during the changing of the guards. A new 12-sided £1 coin comes into circulation today. There have been security concerns about the old round pound, as one in every 30 is counterfeit. The Royal Mint's chief engraver, Gordon Summers, says various security measures make the new coin difficult to copy.
We've got a brass-coloured outer and a nickel-coloured inner. We've got microtext, so that's very fine lettering on the inside of the edge of the coin. We've got what we call a latent image. So this is an image, if you look at it one direction, you'll see one image, which is the one sign. And if you look at it in another direction, you'll see the pound sign.
A Royal Marine who was sentenced to life for killing an injured Taliban fighter in Afghanistan is set to be released within weeks. Today, Alexander Blackman has had his charge reduced from murder to manslaughter. Having already served enough time, he will be set free before the end of next month. His wife told reporters that her husband will give an interview upon his release.
Please, can I ask that you now allow the two of us some time together to readjust? We fully recognise that you will want to speak to us, and especially to Al, and we will arrange for that soon enough. But in the meantime, may I ask that you give us some space. Thank you very much.
Rory McWhirter, an Edinburgh businessman, has been jailed for 28 months for registering the births of 26 non-existent babies. McWhirter used the birth certificates to claim just under £35,000 in fraudulent benefits. Sheriff Alistair Carmichael said there is no alternative to custody for his crime. An oil exploration firm has discovered a new oil field described as being the largest undeveloped discovery in UK waters. Hurricane Energy claims that 1 billion barrels of recoverable oil could be contained within the area, located 60 miles west of Shetland. The find comes just days after 25 licences were awarded for oil exploration in waters around the country. The company hopes to raise around $318 billion to help the discovery, with aims of beginning production in 2019. The Scottish NHS will fund three cycles of IVF treatment to eligible couples wishing to start a family. From the 1st of April, new patients referred for IVF treatment will be allowed three NHS-funded attempts rather than two. The Scottish National Health Minister Aileen Campbell said money had been put aside to fund the IVF programme after the change was recommended to ministers by the National Infertility Group last year. Without the NHS funding, it could cost couples upwards of £15,000 for three full cycles.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
And in sports, FIFA are analysing Scotland's 1-0 World Cup qualifying win over Slovenia after captain Scott Brown was accused of stamping on an opposing player. The Celtic player could be banned for the home game against England in June. British number one, Johanna Konta, is through to the quarterfinals of the Miami Open, where she will face Simona Halep. Elsewhere, Andy Murray has been ruled out of Great Britain's Davis Cup quarterfinal tie against France next month as he recovers from an elbow injury. And for the weather this afternoon, expect continued cloud cover with sunny spells, turning to scattered showers at around 6 p.m. for the commute. The lunchtime traffic is reasonably relaxed with no delays or congestion being reported for the time being. That's all from us. Keep updated at E4N News Online and at E4N News on Twitter. We're back at 4:30. Thank you for listening. Radio Energy.